Assalamu alaikum, this is Zulf Shah. You're listening to the Remap Your Mind podcast, where I will be talking about mindsets, relationships, religion, culture, and spiritual afflictions.
You know what's scary? Growing up spiritually afflicted and never being able to tell who you are versus what's been manipulating your thoughts your entire life. You get used to the chaos, you get used to the intrusive thoughts, you get used to the emotional shutdowns, to the overreactions, to people walking on eggshells around you. And worse, so do your family and friends. When someone's been afflicted since childhood through sihr, ayn, jinn possession, or extreme trauma, it becomes very difficult to form a stable sense of identity. Their emotional compass is thrown off. Their thoughts are manipulated. Their self-perception is unstable. But here's the thing that's most concerning. To the outside world, it can look like personality. It can look like mood swings, mental health, or just being difficult. And to people who love them but don't understand what's really going on, it becomes easy to enable the dysfunction by validating their stories without ever challenging the roots of it. So you'll hear things like, she's just emotional. He's just been through a lot. They need support, not judgment. And while that's partly true, it's not fully true, because sometimes the voice speaking through them isn't even theirs. It's spiritual. It's manipulation. It's something that's been in them, not of them, for years. Families don't always realize how their own unhealed dysfunction creates a breeding ground for these problems to fester. Maybe they were passive parents or overly controlling. Maybe they ignored the signs early on. Maybe they were too focused on their image and not enough on the child's spiritual safety. And now, years later, that child is an adult, married, maybe, with children, maybe. Still afflicted, still confused, still not listening to the Raqi, still skipping the program, still expecting others to bend around their struggle instead of taking ownership. And what do the family do? They stand behind them blindly. They take their side in every argument. They say, she's fine, you just don't understand her. They excuse neglect, spiritual disconnection, and disrespect because they're afraid to believe the alternative. Now imagine being the spouse of that person. You came into the marriage with love, with intention. You were ready to build, to support, to grow. But what you got was spiritual warfare in disguise. You're being blamed, gaslit, isolated, treated like the enemy because you're the only one not enabling the problem. You try to get help. You bring in a Raqi. You suggest healing work. You try to follow through, but they won't show up. They won't listen. They won't be consistent. And their family won't support you either. And when you finally say, I can't do this anymore, what happens? The family steps in to protect the afflicted person against you. Suddenly, you're the villain. You're the reason the marriage didn't work. You're the one who couldn't handle their healing, even though you were the only one trying to help them heal. Divorces happen like this every day. And here's where I want to speak to some of you directly. If you haven't healed from your past, if you haven't processed your parent wounds, if you still carry the dysfunction of your upbringing, why bring someone else into your storm when you've never even looked at your map? Some of you got married for love, but you don't even know what healthy love looked like. You didn't know how to build safety, connection, trust, spiritual accountability. And when the chaos came, whether from your past or your affliction, you defaulted to what you knew. Blame, control, rejection, self-sabotage. Some wives kicked out their husbands and tried to keep the house. Some husbands withdrew into silence and made their wives feel like strangers. And families took sides, not based on truth, but on loyalty and emotion. This is how broken homes are built on top of broken people. It's not sihr alone doing this. It's all of us refusing to heal. We can't keep blaming the afflicted person without addressing the family dynamic that keeps them stuck. If your loved one is not getting better, if you refuse to listen, refuse to recite, refuse to show up, then you need to step in with knowledge. Learn about how these things work. Listen to the podcasts. Read the blog posts. Speak to a Raqi. Ask questions. Make changes. Because your blind support is not love. It's enabling. And if you're the one struggling with spiritual affliction and you've pushed away every person who tried to help you, then I want to ask you this. Is it fear? Is it pride? Is it the jinn whispering that it's everyone else's fault? Stop giving your pain a free pass. Stop blaming your past like it's your future. Healing starts with honesty, and honesty starts with accountability. There is no shame in being afflicted. There is no shame in growing up around dysfunction. There is no shame in being confused about who you are. But there is danger in staying in that way, in dragging others into your confusion, in refusing to take responsibility when people are being harmed in the process. If we want better marriages, better families, better communities, we can't wait for someone else to fix it. We have to heal ourselves first. That's where it begins. That's where the manipulation ends. That's where you begin to return. You've spent long enough waiting for others to change, blaming the past or running from what's inside you. This is your wake-up call. Face it. Fix it. Free yourself. Because no one else can walk this path for you. Till the next time, Assalamu alaikum.